When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west to down south and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go.
Yeah! You can't drip if you ain't wet, bitch.
Bitch!
I'm full of sauce.
No, every time I come in, it smell like pound.
Yeah! I'm going in. Bitch, I'm back, getting wrecked. And you know that's every day, yeah, yeah. Fuck up, bitch, kick her out, get a new one every day, yeah, yeah. Deep on that 1200, I'm saucing on you everywhere, yeah, yeah. Say that she straight, but that molly made that bitch turn gay, yeah, yeah. Woo! Dripping the sauce on him, know I'm gon' floss on him. I'ma go win the check up, and niggas know I get lost on him. Young nigga Rory whipping, blood diamonds on safari tripping. Bitches on me feel like Jesus with me, diamond dancing on me like the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm on Louis Vuitton, I'm the nigga that these whoopies on. Bitches, let us join the pipe and then I send her home. Call the fame, I just want a bag. Fuck a fine bitch, the famous thing. Count up, I'm getting hella cash. Now I'm getting everything I never had. Nah.
Swag on.
Swag on.
Swag on.
Swag on.
Connected with us, hit us up on our website at MRTRShow.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, we are live in the building with a very, very special guest and talking about an R&B supergroup and the 106 and Park champions, the Pretty Boys, is in the building. We got Marky Mark and Pretty Eyes. What's good?
What's going on, man?
Talk Radio, and how was everything?
Man, everything's good, man. Feeling good. We out here working, man. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are really, really doing your thing. Of course, everybody is participating in the Sauce Up Challenge.
Yeah.
You know, and this is an exciting time to be, you know, with this particular social media era, because you can create challenges like this and they go viral, which kind of helps you guys out too, because it gets your names out there, gets your music out there. So, you know, with everybody doing the Sauce Up Challenge, how do you guys feel about it?
I mean, it's like a touching experience, because, you know, we hand-in-hand with our fans and our supporters. So them doing the Sauce Up Challenge, everybody showing love, you know, it's an amazing feeling. And, you know, we love being able to talk to our fans, you know, one-on-one, or whether it's through something big like the Sauce Up Challenge, where everybody, you know, participating at once. So, I mean, we just love that feeling.
Let me ask you, when you got to creating the song, did you think that it would be something that will catch on, not particularly, you know, with radio, because that's a given, you know, because you guys do have a really, really good ear for music, but did you think it would be something that people would really, really make internet videos and really, really make it go viral?
Nah, not really. I mean, we knew it was a song you can dance to, but we didn't expect
for it to be,
you know,
that big.
Yeah, we didn't expect for it to be like this big, this fast, you know, trending, and everybody's catching on to it. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a humbling experience.
And of course, you know, the world knows you guys for being the 106 and Park champions of Wild Out Wednesday. You guys have come a long way since then. So what have you been up to since you guys were crowned the champions?
Man, we just been working, man. You know,
staying in the studio,
staying consistent on social media, you know, putting out content for all our fans and supporters, you know, just keeping a good head on our shoulders, man. But, yeah, just been working.
Okay. Definitely excited to have you guys back. Now, I noticed that you're missing a member. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he wanted to do his solo thing right now, so he was like, okay, y'all just hold it down for me. I just want to do the solo thing, put out my solo project.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's still family at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's my brother, so, you know, his family. Right. So, you know, I mean, it's nothing for us to get back together.
If
it works out like that, you know.
And you know what's crazy?
He supports us.
And that's a good thing, too, because, you know, a lot of times with groups, sometimes you kind of expect them to kind of break up or venture off eventually. You know, it's just the nature of the game. But the fact that you guys, you know, that there's no animosity, there's no beef, and the fact, again, you guys are family.
But a lot of groups aren't family. They're
even
put together. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like friends or something. But this is totally different. So there's no issues at all.
Yeah, it was no personal issues with this. It's just more of a, I feel like it's time. You know, we've been grinding as a group. Okay, maybe let me try the solo thing. Maybe all of us should try the solo thing. So, I mean, this is our path right now.
Okay. And let me ask you, so when he broke the news to you guys that he wanted to venture off on a solo venture, how did he say it to you guys? Was he nervous? Did you guys expect it, or did it come left field?
No, it was pretty much expected, because we've been talking about this for a minute. Just because the industry right now, the major labels, and it is no lane right now for groups, period. Like, there hasn't been a major group like that in the lane that we were in in the past, about 5 years. So it's just not the market for boy bands like that right now. So, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. So it was pretty expected.
Let me ask you guys now, are you guys, of course you guys are rocking out and keeping the DPB legacy going on, and for those who don't know what that means the Pretty Boys. You guys are continuing to keep the legacy going. Do you guys have any plans of going solo in the near future?
Probably not in the near future, but sometime down the line, you know, we're going to want to branch off and do our own thing, and then, you know, come back, do a reunion type thing. So, I mean, not anytime soon. Right now we're focused on this Sauced Up movement, this Netflix and Chill movement, and that's what we got going on right now.
You guys, great music. This single day, of course, everybody does Netflix and Chill. And the fact that you guys have made it a song. Generation. Kudos to you guys for continuing to be able to make music that really, really talks to your fan base.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You was breaking up.
Okay. No, I was basically saying that, you know, of course, the other single you guys have out right now is Netflix and Chill, and it's something that we all can relate to, with something that talks directly to your fan base.
Yeah.
So I give you guys credit for that, because it's kind of hard to, it's hard to make music that follows a certain trend, but also make it stand out. You guys have been able to make this Netflix and Chill single stand out, which is a really, really good thing. I actually was listening to it, you know, rocking with it for a little bit now. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you guys back on the show.
Yeah, what we did was, why it's so relatable, and it just sounds familiar to people, because what we did, we took that old school guy sample that's very relatable, and we mixed the old school with new school, so it was comfortable for people, and it's just a good track, period, down to the beat, to the lyrics, to the melodies. So, you know, it caught on with the Netflix and Chill movement. And it's like the new school dinner in the movie, so, you know, it was very relatable.
Right. And it's real risky when you take, you know, some old classic joints and kind of bring them in today's market, because you have the older fans who get kind of pissed off and like, damn, why they fucked this song up?
Yeah.
Whereas you got the new fans who really, really appreciate it and relate to it. So your age, you kind of did a really, really good job with kind of bringing, like you said, fusing that old school along with the modern twist, and it came out to be a really, really good song.
Yeah, we had to make sure we went to a old school producer, you know, that molded that sound back in the day. A producer that goes by Big D out of Miami. So, you know, he's big in the game. He's been in the game for 20 plus years. So he helped us out a lot with that.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, you guys are pushing both your new single, Sauced Up, and Netflix and Chill. What else have you guys got going on? Are you guys working on a project, or what can we expect of you guys?
Right now, we're just staying on the road with these singles right now. We're just going to keep pumping out more and more singles until, you know, just catch fire. The movement is crazy, and then we're just going to drop an epic album or an epic EP. We don't even know yet. We're just creating more and more music, you know, every day until it's that time, till we cross that road.
Okay. And how is life on the road? Of course, you guys get to perform in front of your fans, appearances and that kind of thing. So how is it being able to, like, really, really see your fans up close and personal? They know the lyrics to your songs. They're going crazy for you guys. How is that?
Yeah, I mean, we love it. I mean, it's hectic being on the road every day, you know, staying out late, going, doing club appearances, waking up early in the morning, doing radio interviews, you know, stopping by high schools. It gets hectic. It gets tiring, but, you know, it's all worth it in the end. You know, something that we love to do, so.
And how do you guys manage to have a somewhat of a normal social life? Of course, you guys got so many fans that's trying to get in your pants and all that other good stuff. Are you guys in a relationship or anything like that now?
Nah, we all single, man. We single. When we go back home to chill for a couple days, you know, we just be kicking at the crib, kicking it with some homies, you know, with a couple girls, So, I mean, we normal dudes when we back home, but on this road, you know, we, our alter egos come out.
Okay. Now, of course, with you guys being a an R&B group, or if you want to call it a boy band, who are some of the biggest groups that you guys have looked up to?
Definitely our big bros, Pretty Ricky, B2K, and some of the old school groups too, the real musicians like New Edition, Drew Hill, Jodeci, you know, like real musicians, people that really love their craft and took time and really entertained, put on a show, not just got on stage and just jumped around, you know.
Right. Okay. And let me ask you, of course, we know that right now the huge trend right now on television is reality TV. Have you guys considered doing any type of reality television shows?
Yeah. I mean, we would want our own show, though, you know, following our lives. We wouldn't want to get on, like, Love & Hip Hop or nothing. I mean, that's a good platform or whatever, but we would want something that's focusing, like, main focus is us.
Right.
So, I mean, down the line, yeah, we definitely plan on doing something like that.
Okay. Definitely makes sense. And I also want to say, of course, you guys have come out of the era where you had 106 in Park and TRL and that kind of thing. Do you think those type of shows are missing right now? Do you miss them?
Yeah, man, we miss them, man. I mean, like, the only place we can go to watch our music videos is YouTube right now, social media.
Right.
So, I mean, we definitely need to get those type of shows back, because I think our generation is on the internet too much already. We're on
right.
our phones way too much. So, I mean, we definitely need that back just so we can, you know, have some chill time just away from the electronics.
And, you know, the crazy thing about it is, of course, you got, like, the BET Awards, you got the MTV Awards. These are awards that specialize in music and videos, and neither of these networks play music videos anymore.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Which is crazy. So I'm hoping that MTV and BET actually bring back that era of playing music videos. I mean, I can understand why it's kind of hard, because a lot of times, a lot of artists, when they premiere their videos, they're premiering it on, you know, Vevo or YouTube first, or Tidal or something like that first. But I definitely think that they should try to come back or come out with a way to bring back some of these video shows, and just give us a little feel of what it used to be like. I remember just getting off of work or school, and you know your favorite artist is getting ready to drop a video, and you could not wait to get home to watch
exactly.
TRL or 106 in Park and see
yeah.
the video. And now it's like, you know, the good part of it is that you can just watch it at work from your smartphone, but
yeah.
that excitement is not there no more.
Yeah, I'm tired of going on checking World Star every day to see if somebody dropped a video. I'm tired of that, man.
Yeah, definitely something that you guys should, you know, you guys are the leader of this young generation, so, you know, I think when you guys speak, you know, the masses listen. So, you know, definitely put some of your ideas out there, because, like I said, you know, just because it may not particularly be the era of the boy bands doesn't necessarily mean that you guys can't spark it up again.
Yeah. Somebody got to bring it back, man, because I think that's what is missing, man. We got these young girls out here going crazy. You know, they tired of listening to thug music. They want some love music, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely feel you on that one. Now, of course, you guys have been doing it big on social media, huge platforms, especially for just being able to release music. And I say that because, of course, a lot of artists are taking that independent route. Because at this age, or at this particular era, what do you actually need a record company for? I mean,
yeah,
you know, you can promote yourself on YouTube and social media for free. But of course, I mean, there are benefits of being tied to a record company. But with you guys, you know, at this point, you know, would you guys rather be signed to a major deal, or you kind of like doing the independent route?
At this point, you know, we like doing the independent route, but it is something that major labels can do that indies can't do, as far as, you know, setting up like big shows and big appearances, TV type appearances, awards. Yeah, I mean, like, there's no restrictions when it comes to a major label, but I mean, being able to be an indie, you have more control. We definitely like the control, creative control that we have. So, I mean, it works either way, but I think indie is the move right now for us.
Okay, that's what makes sense. So I got to ask both of you guys this question. What do you guys see yourselves within the next 5 years? Anything that you guys really, really want to accomplish?
Me personally, just Marky Mark, I'll want to have just the music game on lock first. Just knock that out the way first. And then, you know, I plan on starting a clothing line, maybe a label of my own, a little acting, but definitely music first. Just I want music to be my first stepping stone.
And me, I definitely want to, I've been doing this DJ thing, so I want to go, like, overseas and DJ and make beats.
Definitely sounds like some goals that you guys definitely can accomplish. So of course, you know, we're definitely rooting for you guys. Again, I've been a fan of you guys for a minute. You know, we had you guys on like 2 years ago, and you know, again, you know, and just it's a good thing for us to kind of see how you guys have grown and have pretty much kind of come to yourselves. And again, 2 years later, you're still doing your thing, and you're still, you know, making these girls go crazy. So you guys are really, really doing doing your job, and we definitely want to say keep it up.
Yeah, man, the grind never stops.
Definitely. So again, make sure you guys shout out all your social media outlets, let them know where they can listen to and purchase your music as well.
Okay, everybody, make sure y'all check us out at theprettyboys.com. That's D-A, prettyboys with a Z.com. You can find everything from links to our music videos, links to our music on iTunes, all streaming media platforms, links to our social media, Twitters, Instagram, everything, at The Pretty Boys, D-A, Pretty Boys with a Z. Or you can follow me individually on Instagram at The Real Marky Mark.
Or me, The Real Pre-Eyes with a Z, not an S.
Or once again, the whole group at The Pretty Boys.
Okay. And also, do you guys want to shout out any of your fans, any of your groupies, any of your, you know, people that have been rocking with you guys from the very, very beginning?
Shout out to the groupies.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Shout out to all the fans, all the supporters everywhere that's supporting the movement, the Netflix and Chill movement, the Sauced Up movement. Shout out to everybody that made a Sauced Up Challenge video.
Keep the videos coming.
Keep the videos coming. You know, we got a special surprise for who makes the best Sauced Up Challenge video. So, yeah.
Okay. And one more question before I let you go. I know you guys are busy right now, but since I do look at you guys as the voice of this particular generation, so I got to ask you guys: are you guys going out to vote? You don't got to tell me who you're voting for, but are you voting at least this year?
Of course. Yeah, we vote every election for the senators, mayors, everything that come around. We go and vote, so we definitely do that.
Gotta vote.
Yeah. Definitely. Also, just tell your fans how important it is to get out there and vote. Like, this is a crucial election, and you definitely want to put the best person or the best candidate in the job for the presidency. So let them know that they have to go out and vote.
Yes, of course. Everybody, listen up. Everybody, you have to voice your opinion. That's the only way things will change, if you voice your opinion and do your research on who you're voting for. Don't just vote for somebody just because your friend voting for them.
Right.
Do your research and voice your opinion.
Listen, I definitely, you guys already know you guys are official friends of the show. Anytime that you guys want to come on, chat with your fans, promote a project, you're always welcome.
Of course,
Thank
man. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
And I definitely wish you guys well in all your future endeavors. You guys have a great night, and I'll be chatting with you guys soon.
All right. Thank you.
Let me talk to you real quick.
You.
Baby, it's Mac Baker time. So relax and unwind. While I'm caressing your spine, go ahead and free your mind.
Hold on, Julie. Hold on.
God damn. Come on, baby, you tripping.
Dad, you about to go?
Yeah, I am, but let's go over these rules. There's no boys, no partying, and absolutely no Netflix and chill. You got it? Yo, babe, let's go.
Bye.
All right, bye. Be good.
Nobody else in this world can do the things I do and make your toes curl. So I'm a real winning,
baby.
Cut.
Hey, man,
like
that was perfect.
That was a good take.
Yo, man, that was
I bet.
Yo, you killed it.
Appreciate
right?
that, man. Thank
listen,
you.
Now that we got the song done, right, we're going to work on the remix today. Get this thing done. Once the song is done, yo, we're going to put this thing out. We're going to hit the road. We're going to go
on. Hold on. Tonight, I need tonight off. I just got so many
points. No, we got time for that, man. Listen. I'm going to put that remix right quick, y'all.
All
right. This thing came out so crazy, right? Yo, where Mac went? Yo, guys, we don't have time to play no games, man. Listen, he'll come back in a minute, right? Listen, we'll get this thing popping, right? We're going to do a photo shoot and some other stuff. Let me show y'all the website right quick, right? Check this out. This is moving. Where your boys went?
Still got to back real quick.
Come on, man. We got time for this. Listen, we got to finish all this stuff today, man. Listen, I'm going to show you this right quick, right?
Yeah, and we'll get this thing rocking around. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, guys. Y'all got to stop. Y'all tripping. Keep it. Oh.
Suggestions say she looking for that thriller. I'ma beat up on that monkey, go gorilla. Girl, believe that. Cause you know you ain't coming for no chillin'. I can see that.
You got me watching your body. You got me watching your body. Ain't looking at orange, the new black. I'm just like that, I'm sorry.
Girl, you know what you're doing. Tryna put the blame all on me. But we gon' see where. Chill for me.
Nobody else in this world can do the things I do and make your toes curl. So I'ma turn on something real funny, baby. Then I'ma lick you up and down and dry you crazy. Then we gon' make the bed rock you high, sliding out your socks. Then I'ma kiss you everywhere. This Netflix no red box. Damn, I love you when you're onesie with the back out. 30 minutes into the movie, girl, you tryna act out. But first, let's roll a couple J's and bring the snacks out. By the end of the night, I'm trying to make you tap out for three.
Girl, the sun is going down. Baby, tonight is going down. You told me you're coming over so we can have a little Netflix and chill. Let's have the TV watching us. Let's make a movie every time we touch. Don't act like you don't know what it was when we say we gon' have some Netflix.
stay connected with us, hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.